be back with you.
各位早安，非常荣幸能够再回到大家当中。
I saw news recently that you have now been accepted as a full member church of the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada.
最近我听到一个消息，就是本教会已经被嘉西总会承认是教会的一员。
Congratulations, we rejoice with you.
非常的恭喜，我们也跟你们非常的同喜乐。
And welcome. This passage this morning is very well known.
今天的经文是非常耳熟能详的。
But it is very hard to put into practice.
但是非常去实行，非常难去实践。
And yet there is joy waiting for us.We embrace Jesus' call here.
但是在他的背后却有喜乐在等待着我们。
He knew he was about to die. We read that in verse 1.
他知道他即将要死，当我们在读第一节的时候。
And yet, instead of seeking consolation from others, he chose to love.
他不但没有去寻求他人的帮助或者是解决这个办法，而是他还是继续往前。
His example makes me ask, what would I choose?
这样的例子，这样的世界让我想说，我会怎么选择？
It is more likely in my life now that I would choose to love.
那这个就在我，如果在我的生活当中，我会选择去爱。
I have grown some in Jesus. I have grown some.
我在在耶稣里面有一些成长。
But his example still challenges me.
但是这个就让我还是要非常的挣扎。
Listen again to verse 3.
那我们再看一下在第三节。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power.
耶稣知道父已将所有的都交在他手里。
That he had come from God and was returning to God.
而且他也知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里。
And my version at the beginning of verse 4 says, so.
在我第四节的第一个经文，第一个字是提到，所以。
What would you do if you had all that power and authority?
你会怎么做？如果今天，像今天经文所说的，你有所有的能力在你的手上。
All right, I'll fix things.
好的，我会做任何修改任何的事情。
I'll fix you.
我会去修正你，修理你，对不对
？Wouldn't we be tempted to do that if we had that much power and authority?
我们是不是会有这样的想法？当我们有这样的能力的时候
？Yes. I think so. I think so.It's not what Jesus did, however.
但是不管怎么样，耶稣并没有这么做。
The temptation in our hearts is to use force.
在我们心中有很多的诱惑去用这样的一个能力。
And Jesus, when he could, chose to serve.
但是当耶稣知道他有这样的那个能力的时候，但他选择去服侍。
And he chose a task that was a very lowly servant's task.
他就选择去非常低贱的一个服侍的一个工作
，washing the feet of his disciples.
为他的门徒们洗脚。
They needed their feet washed, but they were too proud to do it for one another.
他们应该要为彼此洗脚，但是他们太骄傲去为彼此这样去做。
And so Jesus did it.
但是耶稣就却这样做了。
Their Lord and Master did it.
他们的主人，他们的神为他们做了。
Many of them may have been uncomfortable, but Peter in particular spoke up.
很多人可能会觉得很不舒服有这样的事情，但是彼得却说话了。
In verse 8, No, you shall never wash my feet.
在第八节彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。
And Jesus says, you must let me.
但耶稣说，你必须让我洗。
To have a part in Jesus' life of service
在参与耶稣基督的一生当中
to participate in his fulfillment and his joy
去参与他在人生中的那些应许跟他的使命
we must let him wash us
我们必须让他洗我们洗净我们
he must cleanse our hearts our attitudes our motivations
一个人必须要表明自己的心态自己的信仰
And then we can have a part in him
这样子我们就可以与他有份
There is a twofold invitation here
这里有四种邀请
First there is the invitation to come to faith in Jesus Christ if you haven't done so already
还是说第一个就是要人有信心的来到主面前如果你还不认识耶稣基督
Ask him into your heart and life
然后问自己扪心自问
He is waiting to wash and clean
耶稣基督正在等待要为你洗脚
He is waiting to welcome you as his child
他在等待你们这样等待自己的小孩
Some of us have received Jesus Christ.
我们有一些人已经接受了耶稣基督。
But we need to hear his invitation to learn to serve with joy.
但是我们必须要去接受这样的邀请然后成为与他有份。
To find that in his service is freedom.
在他的服事的得偿中找到我们心灵的自由。
If you need to respond to either invitation, please do this morning.
如果你们今天有感动要去回应这样的耶稣为你们要洗脚的邀请，请你们在心中有回应。
In verses 14 and 15, Jesus says,
在经文的14-15节说，耶稣说
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet,
我是你们的主，我现在洗你们的脚
You also should wash one another's feet
你们也应该为彼此洗脚
I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you
我今天做了一个榜样给你们就像我跟你们说的要这样子做
We are to embrace service to one another
我们应该在服事主这个合场当中去接受每一个人
even lowly service
就是即使是非常孤单的辛苦的一个工作
and in verse 17 he says the same thing
在17节他也说了同样的事
now that you know these things you will be blessed if you do them
现在你们既然知道了这些事情但是如果你们去做的话这样子你们就得可以蒙福了
if you do them
如果你们去行
I've heard it said and I think it's true from my observation
我想到了一个我想是在我的观察里面是可以去跟大家分享的
No one is quite so miserable as the one who knows the right thing and does not do it
没有人可以非常了解对方另外一个人发生过什么样的一个事情
But Jesus says Happy or joyful are you if you do?
但是耶稣说，不管你是快乐还是喜乐，你在这当中都可以。
But choice of you make.
但是重点是在如果你选择去做。
Are you joyful in your Christian walk?
你们非常的享受在你们的基督徒的生活里面吗？
This was a lesson learned by a very famous Christian of the past, Francis of Assisi.
这是一个非常有名的一个
Francis of Assisi.
一个有名的人叫
Assisi is a city in Italy.
西西是一个公主。公主。
意大利的公主。
不是奥地利的。
奥地利的。
On October 4th, many remembered him on that special day.
在10月4号，很多人都会在那个那天纪念这个人。
So So I thought it would be interesting to learn from his life some lessons for ours.
对，我让我们可以从他的生活中学到一些功课。
And he shows this passage in action.
And he, 他表明了这样的一个这样的一个路径在他一生当中。
He grew up frivolous and reckless as a young man.
他成长在一个非常有非常美好的一个生活，有一个非常美好的生活。
At age 20, he embarked on a military career.
在他二十岁的时候，他进入了军队。
The year was 1202, more than 800 years ago.
在大概800年前以前。
He was captured by a neighboring city in one of the wars between the city-states.
他当时在在一些战争中，在那个地方中成长。
His father was a wealthy merchant.
他的父亲是一个非常富有的一个商人。
Still, it was a whole year before his father could ransom him from captivity. A whole year.
在整年
他被抓了
他被抓了
但是一年就
And captivity was so hard in those days it took another year to recover
当时在这个被抓的一年当中他花了另外一点时间去恢复
When he did recover he nearly went on a crusade against the Muslims
当他恢复的时候他决定要去报复Muslim.
He began to travel to join the army.
他就参与了军队。
And then he had a dream.
然后他有一个梦想。
And he heard the Lord say, go back, you'll be shown God's will.
他听到一个声音说你回去你会发现上帝在你生命的旨意。
Sometimes the Spirit of God still speaks to us.
有时候上帝的灵会跟我们说话。
When we listen.
当我们聆听的时候。
At that moment, Francis became a follower of Jesus Christ.
因此在那个时候那个 Francis 他就变成了耶稣的一个跟随者。
At first, he spent much time alone in prayer.
首先他花了很长的时间在祷告。
And I know many people who in their first year spent much time praying or reading scripture and grew a lot.
所以在那个时候很多人都在祷告所以很多人在那个情境当中也都有成长。
He then gave away much money to the poor.
他把他的财产分给了穷人。
Which was almost wonderful.
是一个非常令人可喜的事情。
I say almost because it was his father's money, not Francis's money.
我说是几乎是因为那个是他父亲的钱，不是他自己的钱。
His father was very angry.
他的父亲为这事情非常的生气。
And we know that even though Francis sets a good example, he was not perfect.
我们知道，即使 Francis 他这样的事情去分享钱给穷人。不是一个，是一个很好的榜样。
We can learn wisdom from both the good things he did and his mistakes.
但是我们可以从他的一生当中学习他所犯的错，或者他从犯过错误中悔改的这个经验。
His father took Francis to the local bishop.
他的父亲带着他去当地的那个主教。
And demanded that the bishop tell him to return the goods.
然后就告诉那个主教说，把我的那个所有的货物、所有的财产拿回来。
Here's another example I would not follow if I were you.
这边有另外一个例子，我不会去学习。
Francis said his heavenly father would now be his father.
Francis 说，现在他的父亲会变成他的父亲了。
And he gave back all the clothing that he had.
等一下，刚才那个 天父已经变成他的父亲了。
对。
OK， 然后他把所有的衣物都分给了。
Including the clothing he was wearing.
包括他身上所穿的衣服都分给人家。
The bishop put the tunic around Francis right away.
然后bishop 那个主教就在他周围做了一个屏障吗？包围他的一个东西。
But Francis was learning to serve Jesus without holding back.
当时那个 Francis 正在学习如何去服侍基督，在没有任何人支持他的情况下。
At 26 years of age, he had a call to ministry.
在26年之后，他累积了服侍主的一个经验。
He heard a lesson from the Gospel of Matthew read in church.
他在教会中听到了从马太福音的一个教导。
Take no gold or silver or copper in your wallet.
不要拿任何的金钱还有任何东西在你的口袋。
Take no bag for your journey.
不要拿任何的背包在旅程当中不要带任何背包。
Don't take two tunics or sandals or a staff.
不要带任何的帮手或者是奴仆在你身边。
Francis believed he was being called to absolute poverty.
当时 Francis 他认为他被呼召成为仆人，必须要在一个贫穷的一个处境之下。
He was to trust God to provide as a wandering preacher.
他那时候非常的相信上帝会给他一个非常好的一个讯息。
Many others joined.And it became a big movement.
对，他被刚才的他非常相信上帝会使他成为一个合神心意的讲道者，所以他在旅行去传福音的过程当中有很多的影响。
He traveled through Italy and through Spain.
他从意大利到西班牙这样旅行。
He preached Christ-likeness.
他去宣讲基督
，turn the other cheek，
去
turn the other cheek。
OK， 他说转向转另外一边的脸颊
，bless those who curse you，
去祝福那些控告你的人。
It was an era when death and bloodletting and violence were common.
那个时候是一个非常血腥暴烈的一个时代。
Jesus preached Christ-likeness instead, or Francis did.
Francis 他就在那个时候去宣讲上帝的福音，宣讲耶稣的一生跟基督的福音的。
His greeting was peace and good.
他就跟人家说平安跟祝福。
And he meant it.
他很认真地去做了这样的事情。
Some people say he made this saying up.
有些人在说这些事情的时候，可能不是西方，可能是心跟口不是一样的。
We don't know for sure.
但是我们没有办法看出来。
But the saying is good.
但是神圣的这个事情是一个非常好的。
Preach the gospel at all times.
去宣讲福音，在每时每刻去宣讲福音。
When necessary, use words.
然后在任何得时的时候，去用主的福音，去宣讲主的福音。
I understand some people believe that means we don't talk about Jesus. That's wrong.
有些人认为说，这样子我们只要心灵上，我们不需要把耶稣基督放在嘴里整天讲，但是这是错误的。
I think the saying tells us to live like Jesus even when we're not speaking.
但是属灵的事情告诉我们说，当我们在得时或不得时的时候，我们都必须要在自己的自己在我们必须得时或不得时的时候去勇敢的去宣讲福音。
Francis taught us to live for Jesus.
Francis 的一生告诉我们，我们应该要用我们的一生去活出基督的样式。
A few more examples of how his joy in serving made a difference.
但是如果我们每一个人都有这样的一个精神跟态度，就会有很多的，就有很大的不同。
The Crusaders were in Egypt in 1219.
在埃及的时候，1290的时候在埃及。
Francis crossed the battle lines to preach to the Sultan, the general of the army, Muslim armies.
Okay, 那时候在战争的时候 ，Francis 他就跑到了第一线战场，跑到对敌人的阵营，跟当时埃及的穆斯林去宣教。他跨过那个战火线。
The Sultan was impressed, though he did not convert.
当时那边的人觉得很惊讶，但是并没有被他所打动。
Some of us worry that we make Christmas too sweet and clean and pretty.
同时有很多人认为说我们把圣诞节装饰得太漂亮，太美好。
We miss the shame and the desperation and the poverty of Jesus' birth.
但是我们却忽略了耶稣诞生所带出来，在给贫穷人，给一些受迫害人的那个最美好的福音。
Making Christmas pretty bothered Francis too.
当时在那个时候，很多人对圣诞节是感觉是非常美好、非常大的一个季节，但是这样的想法却困扰着那个 Francis.
So he organized the first live nativity with real animals.
所以他组织了一个叫 First Night Animal Activity， 就是一个组织。
He showed how bleakly Christ really did enter our world.
他给人让大家去知道，基督是怎么样进入上这个世界的。
Yet he entered our suffering, and it was joyful.
然后他去告诉大家，他来这边是受苦受难的，但是是值得去喜乐的一件事情。
Francis kissed a leper.
Yes, Francis 他就去亲吻那个。患麻风病的人
，and people were afraid that touching would give you leprosy.
他们大部分的旁边人都认为，如果你碰着麻风病，你可能会受到传染。
He performed some healings.
他做了一些医治的工作。
I've had the privilege of praying for healing several times and seeing God answer the prayer right there.
在很多时候，大家都见证到了上帝在。他做那个医治的祷告跟工作当中，上帝的能力彰显在这些事情当中。
It is humbling, but also joyful.
这是一个非常谦卑，但是也是非常值得赞美的一件事情。
Another day, Francis' joy just spilled right over.
在另外一个时刻，然后 Francis 他就去广传。
He preached to the birds.
他向鸟传福音。
Any one of us could do that.
我们每个人都可以这样子做。
The amazing thing is the birds listened.
但是我们要知道，要知道鸟会聆听。
One day he came to a town and a wolf was terrorizing in the hills.
但是有一天他在他进入一个到一个城市，然后有一个狼出现了。
Destroying animals, chasing people.
在攻击牲畜，然后攻击城镇的人。
Francis said, "I will go tame the wolf."
他说我会去面对那个狼。
And he did.
然后他真的做了。
The people expected him to be eaten.
很多人认为说他一定会被那个狼吃掉。
And along comes the ferocious wolf behind him like a puppy.
结果在之后的时候，狼就好像那个宠物跟在他后面，会随着跟着他这样，被他驯服了。
I've had hints in my own life of this, but only hints.
我有看到一些这样的事情在我的一生当中，但是非常的不是很明显。
When a dog would chase me when I was younger, I'd be angry.
当狗在追逐我的时候，我会非常的生气。
It didn't help.
但是这没有帮助的。
More recently, the dog chases, I speak softly.
最近我看到狗在追我的时候，我就会对他们讲话非常的轻声细语。
That helps some of the time.
帮助有时候有用。
Francis tamed the wolf, the peace of Christ in him.
Francis 他去征服了，征服了这个狼，用了基督的平安。
He saw the sun and moon and earth.
He 看到了月亮，还有太阳，还有地球。
Water and fire,
水跟火
，as brother and sister,
就像他的兄弟姐妹。
They were co-creatures.
他们都是我们平等的，跟我们一样平等的受造物。
We sang already, all creatures of our God and King.
我们早就已经表明说我们的主。
In this day and age, when we see how much damage human activity can do to the natural world,
在今天这个时代，我们看到人类对生态、对这个地球创造了很多的损坏。
We need to see the trees and sky as fellow creatures that God has made.
我们必须要去去了解天还有。所有的受造物生态就像我们的一家人一样。
We need to follow Francis' example of finding joy in them.
我们要学习 Francis 他的一生的那种跟从主的那种态度。
Francis died young at the age of 44.
Francis 在44岁的时候这么年轻就过世了。
He was 1226.
那时候是1220年。
Yet he made a phenomenal an impact in a short life.
在他的短暂的生活当中，却带给了一个非常大的，给很多人很大的影响。
What can we learn from Francis?
那今天我们可以从他的身上学到什么呢？
Service of Christ brings freedom to our hearts.
去耶稣父耶稣基督仆人
Service to Christ brings freedom to our hearts.
去服侍主的这个过程当中能够带给我们不管是生活是心灵上的自由。
Not when it is demanded by others or forced.
不是像我们现在所听到的去抗争的那种自由。
But when we freely give it out of love for Jesus.
但是当我们去敞开我们的心胸去接受神的爱，基督的爱。
Service of Christ brings freedom. Lesson 1.
服侍耶稣基督可以带来自由。
Lesson 2. We can abandon or give over our life to Jesus and His love.
另外一个学习的就是我们可以将我们的生命将我们的生活完全交托给神。让他掌管我们的一生一切。
We can trust him.
我们可以相信他。
He will take care of us, we say.
他会保守我们，就像他所说的。
He is good.
神是美好的。
We can abandon ourselves happily to Jesus.
你们可以把自己交给耶稣基督。
That's lesson 2.
那是第二个我们去学到的功课。
And the third lesson.
第三个
When we live in joy for Jesus, our lives make a difference.
当我们活在基督的喜乐的当中的这样的一个生活，我们的生活是非常丰盛有意义的。
Francis became famous because of his joyful service.
Francis 之所以会这么的有名，这么有影响力，是因为他在主的在服侍主的当中，这些生活有些破难的时候，他都充满着喜乐。
We don't need to become famous.
我们不需要像他这么成名。
But God will know.
但是上帝会知道我们所做的。
So if you haven't given your life in faith to Jesus, I invite you again to do so.
所以今天如果你还没有把你心里全心全意交托给耶稣基督，今天我再次邀请你。
Or if you are a Christian, I invite you to embrace Christ-like service.
但是而且如果你们今天已经成为了基督徒，我也邀请你们去营造一个有基督徒样式的一个团体。
Yield your life to him
把你的生活只用在他的他里面。
Trust in his goodness.
相信他所带来的美好。
And his joy will flow into you and through you to others.
神的喜乐会充满在你当中，然后也因着你，借着你，喜乐会传达传播给其他的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can trust you.
主，我们感谢你，然后我们能够相信你。
Father, thank you that Jesus showed the weakness of human power.
我们也感谢你，天父，因为基督让我们知道人类的弱点。
And the power of divine service.
也知道我们知道能力在服事中的一个能力。
Help us freely enter into that service.
求主让我们能够有能力、有信心去进入这样服事你的一个生活。
And grant us your joy.
让我们能够拥抱你赐给我们的喜乐。
That others may be blessed with it.
也借着我们其他人能够得到祝福。
It is in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.